this gentleman who is the front man of Shenandoah. We welcome to the hotline, Marty Rabin. Let's start up the Marty party. Hello.
KB.
Marty.
How you? Yo, Heather, you doing good?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm doing fine and hunky-dory. Fine and hunky-dory.
Oh, he's got that voice in shape, too, man. You ready for it? We're ready for a Saturday night with Shenandoah, the greatest honky-tonk in the world, Billy Bob's.
Well, I tell you what, we are, too. I told y'all this before. We love coming to Billy Bob's. I mean, we absolutely love it. Oh, you know, always have. You know, man, the crowds have always been really good to us. And, man, it's just a good place to play, man. The atmosphere is good. It seems like everybody's always in the right spirit. You know, man, ain't nothing better than that. You know, you get off the bus and everybody's just all ripping and ready to go and stuff like that. Get you fired up.
See, I guess, okay, the origin of the band is, I want to say it was Alabama. Is that right?
Yeah. It did. Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Oh, well, that's got some pretty good lineage right there as far as music history goes. Holy
yeah, cow. It does. It ain't bad at all.
So Alabama was the starting place, but you guys, and always have, had a tremendous following here in Texas.
You know, we have worked more in the state of Texas than we worked anywhere. Yeah, you know, I mean, our whole career, you know, whether it be over in Greenville, whether it be in, you know, West Texas, North Texas, we literally have worked more in Texas than we have any other state. In fact, we work more in Texas than we worked everywhere.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, that's the truth. You know, I don't know. It just kind of seems like, you know, what folks in Texas are doing. We're doing, you know, Teddy Gentry told us to speak about Alabama. Teddy Gentry, we were at the Minnesota State Fair, and we had just started. We hadn't been out long, and Teddy got on the bus with us, and he said, you know, he said, look, he said, fellas, he said, you know, when you go over to the East Coast, he said, now they'll sit and they'll just listen to you, and he said, when you get done with a song, they'll applaud.
Well, that's true, too. That is so
and,
true.
And of course, he said, but now when you get out in Texas, he said that the way that you know that they'll appreciate what you're doing, said, man, you're playing in big dance halls and stuff like that. He said, as long as that dance floor stays full, they're loving you. And he said, you know, when it's not, then you need to play. He said, if you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the back.
All right. Yeah.
It's a thing.
You know, that's what I've heard.
Kind of got caught wind of that. Got to think, well, so ever since we started, you know, we've just always tried to, you know, have the kind of stuff that people can dance to. And that's what we've tried to do since we've been going down there. I mean, literally ever since 88, because 88 is when we started touring. Mm-hmm. And every time we go to Texas, we just always tried to make sure that that's kind of what we were trying to do. And, man, we're looking forward to Saturday night because it's just another one of them big honky-tonk Saturday nights. Woo! In Fort Worth, and we're going to have a big time.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.